This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Seven half of the hour on the DJV program. My voice belongs to me, and my voice is okay, thanks very much. Jennifer Horn's voice belongs to her. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. Victoria Keevan this year. Kara Schillen transiting into the next day, into the next hour, into the next thought, because there are lots of thoughts and thoughts of things. And one of the things that we're thinking about, I don't know, it's not like a doublespeak here, but the focus on Nevada and the caucuses with the same problem, although not with the same company. And now, Jennifer, it looks like the people who are in charge, I put that in quotation marks, don't know whether they're going to be able to get the results. What did we come up with? Mayor Pete won by 0.04 of an inch.
You wouldn't notice it on the stage, but actually right now Mayor Pete's leading in the delegate count, even though he wasn't really featured as prominently as some of the other candidates on the stage at the debate on Wednesday night. Gosh, I'm all thrown off. But the company is actually the same that developed the app to transmit results during the Nevada caucus. Oh. No, it's the same company, but they scratched it in Nevada. So they put all this money into it, millions of dollars that they invested in this app. And then when they saw what happened in Iowa, the Nevada Democrats were like, we better go with something else. So they're still trying to figure out how the tabulation goes, because with the caucus, it's not just counting votes. They actually have to have the mathematical equation to try to figure out that everybody agrees on, that then transmits the results. And Tom Perez, who's the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, came out over the last couple of days and started managing expectations. He said that early voting, potentially high voter turnout, could actually affect the tabulation and the timing of the results. So in addition, Nevada, like Iowa, will be reporting three sets of data from a multi-stage caucus process. This is part of the problem, is that no one really understands how all of this is tabulated and calculated. And so Tom Perez said, look, you may not get those results you're looking for on Saturday. It may take us a few days to release the results. He said they're going to do it as soon as possible, but he said their North Star is accuracy, and he wants to make sure he gets it right. But it's a little bit frustrating, because when you go and cast a vote, or at least I do, I want to see at the end of the day how everything came out. And so now you've got the state of Iowa that was not able to do that. Nevada is also going to have the same trouble. And we'll see just how crazy it can get. I think because they don't know what system they're going to use at this point, that's got to have people a little bit worried, especially the election officials who are trying to get the results transmitted as they were given by the people who actually show up to caucus in the state.
Mm. All right, so see how that all
But better
out.
To set expectations now, right? I mean, it's better than I looking suppose. Like you're scrambling at the end. So Tom Perez is smart in that respect, coming out and saying, hey, don't think you're going to walk away Saturday with a clear winner. That may not happen.
One of the things I find, you were mentioning the debate, the fact checkers and where they get their facts. I get a kick out of the facts from various fact checkers. I don't even know anymore where to get the fact. I don't,
you know,
the New York
facts.
Times says that this is the fact. Well, I don't trust the New York Times before they get through them. And the same is true of the Washington Times, or, I mean, all of these people. Oh, this
certain
is the
people
fact.
Will get fact checked on everything, and certain people will
but
get
where
are
the
on everything.
Where do the people who are checking on the facts get their information? That's kind of what I'm asking.
Google.
One way or another. Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. And they, of course, are not prejudiced.
And there lies the problem, right?
Before, exactly. So I was looking back into some of the previous coronavirus outbreaks and whether they were contained. You know, this is one of those things, out of sight, out of mind. People have forgotten about the SARS epidemic from, 2003, 2004, somewhere in there. And so when these things come, sort of circle back around again, and you think, okay, how are we going to deal with this? In previous circumstances, according to the research that I've seen, the previous problems with this were contained pretty quickly. But this one may take more time. It may take a year or more. Part of the problem seems to be that the disease is less deadly, so you get it and you get sick, but you don't die. With SARS, you pretty much got it and you were knocked off. That was pretty much the end of it. But for people who get this, and that really means that if they have it and they are out and about, not dying, they're getting other people infected. The coronavirus spreads much more easily than SARS did. You can spread it.
The virus stays alive longer. The thing that freaks me out is that they get on money, and that's how it's being passed around in China, is on the currency.
Well, and one of
that's
the things,
gross.
Excuse me, you talk about whether this was purposeful or not, were the Chinese developing something that could be hard to kill? And that's, you know, that's wherein, where are we going to find that out? How are you going to figure that out? I think that's, you know, the thing about this. Does it prepare us for something that could be a lot worse? Because the virus in and of itself, even though it's killed, what is it, a couple thousand people in China now? 2,400 or something? I've forgotten what the number was in the last couple of days, but it goes up every day.
And it's over 2,100.
Is it? Okay. So, but the future problems that could come from this, the number of people that would die, the number of what's going to happen to the economy, there were, how many people know that in the last 10 years, there have been 1,500 epidemic events in 172 countries around the world, and they have gotten little or no attention? That's pretty
good.
Well,
some of them do, like the Ebola outbreak
is
huge.
But not 1,500, you know. Victoria.
Well, then, because I think that's all we would just be reading health news all day long.
Yeah, really.
You know? And if it doesn't affect, and if it doesn't affect America, then I think, you know, doesn't Americans move on.
And no attention. Yep.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, it's a kind of food for thought. At least I thought it was worth mentioning a little bit as I still try to figure out what's going on. With the numbers change every day and the reporting changes every day and people are more concerned for, in some circumstances, we were talking about traveling and what's going to happen this summer. If they don't get a curb on this, I think there are going to be a lot of people that travel in a much different way than they used to be. Good for the car business and the petroleum companies and the hotel companies and that kind of stuff. But whether it's, how it impacts the rest. You know, we spend how much of our economy? You realize that like 20% of the economy is based on tourism and travel here. And in the rest of the world, in some cases, you go down to the Caribbean, it's 100% of the economy. So what happens to all of those places if people just stop going? That's something to be reckoned with. And it's too early to tell. You know, the conversation becomes sort of like guys talking with a paper butt. All right, next up here, I just want to, there's a study on the most corrupt cities in the country. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. I chuckle because it maybe isn't a surprise. The latest episode of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus has a focus on women and whether they are happy with their breasts. So if you're into trying to figure out one way or another, there is a discussion on this podcast. I kept out of it pretty much. I let Ken, who's very shy and retiring, so you can be sure this is all kind of fact-based discussion and no smarmy, silly stuff. One-third of all women are not happy with their breasts, and so what's the result of that? Well, women don't pursue breast exams. Find out the other ramifications of this study. One-third of women, again, unhappy with their breasts. What's the story behind the story? Check out the latest podcast with Dr. Ken. They're all listed right there at, this is for gooddayhealthshow.com. You can also get it on the Apple Podcast and Spotify and all the other places where you get podcasts.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far, I've lost 35 and 3/4 inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds on Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference. So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really worked. And it also took my hot flashes away. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so no surprise here. The city of Chicago is the most corrupt city, according to a new study. It remains a blight on the state of Illinois and the country. Report based on an analysis of public corruption stats. This on the heels of Blagojevich.
Do you know this is the first time since 2007 that there hasn't been an Illinois governor in prison?
Yeah, really?
That's true.
That's right, too, David. The governor, the bald guy, went before Blagojevich did. Yeah, I remember him. Yeah,
wow.
Right.
So winning, maybe they're making a turnaround.
Yeah, right.
Either that or the new governor sweating.
Over the last year, had a total of 1,750 public corruption convictions. Los Angeles had 1,547, Jennifer. New York had 1,360. Illinois remains the third most corrupt state. Let's see here. I'm looking at all this stuff. It's
what's
not
higher than Illinois.
Proud of. California, I think, is in terms of the whole state.
Don't leave out Rhode Island. That's Rhode my Island. Favorite. That's the little engine that could.
I love that.
Oh, my gosh. I love stories of corruption.
But Rhode Island corruption Rhode Island. Is good. It's actually like, it's not good, but it's fun to hear about. California corruption, eh. You know.
Yeah. Nah. Rhode Island corruption is like, it's like watching The Housewives. It's terrible, but it's still entertaining.
Right. It's like Mob Wives more than that.
And everybody who's corrupt, the name ends with a vowel. It's 21 after the hour.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Music time in this hour of the DJV program. Jason Isbell and Maren Morris. They named as headliners for the 2020 Railbird Festival, as opposed to the Jailbird Festival, set for August 22nd and 23rd, Lexington, Kentucky's venue. Also concerned, confirmed, or maybe concerned too, for this year's edition of Railbird, diverse collection of indie rockers, country royalty, Americana darlings, including the Head of the Heart, the Head and the Heart, Young, the Giant Men, the Decemberists, Tanya Tucker. What an interesting... Is this... Are you ladies interested in this? Is this a...
I would love to see Tanya Tucker before it's too late.
Yeah, but do you have to sit through all this other stuff? What is all the rest of it?
These other... I know you don't know these other artists, but these are... This is like a really great eclectic mix. The Head and the Heart...
So what's the significance of Railbird? Why do they call it Railbird?
Maybe it's... A railroad town? I don't know. But you know, the Head and the Heart just did that big duet with Dolly Parton. And Young the Giant has been an indie rock kind of Decemberist, same thing. So it's a really cool mix of everything. You'll get some country, you'll get a little bit of Americana stuff, you'll get some indie rock. I think it's really cool.
All right. Anyway.
Never mind. It doesn't matter.
I just Googled... Why call it Railbird? And what came up was a reference to Elizabeth Warren's Indian heritage.
Oh, no. Okay. Stop it.
Anyway, so you got... what's Young the Giant known best for? The song is "Here's My Body."
Yeah, but just played that one. I don't know. Yeah, they're just an indie rock band that's been around for...
Young the Giant is known best for this segment on the DJ show.
That's not true at all. They're a pretty big band.
Yeah, they're big.
Okay. Tickets for the festival on sale on Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You get weekend VIP passes available for $575. You know, honestly, seriously, what comes into my mind... is whether there are too many of these things now, all of a sudden there's a festival for this and a festival for that. Does it tend to water down the value of some of the more important ones or not?
No, people think they get more bang for their buck. People are more and more into going to a festival where you get to see so many bands at once. And yeah. I think that's why we're seeing more of them pop up, because there's a market for it.
Yeah, okay. I'll take your word for it, as I usually do on things like that, or most anything. I believe everything you tell me, Victoria. All right, 26 past the hour. The lineup for Richard Branson's Virgin Fest has been announced, featuring Lizzo and ASAP Rocky.
ASAP Rocky.
ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
Okay, ASAP Rocky. Festival takes place on June 6th and June 7th in, at the California Stadium and Exposition Park. Virgin Fest includes a notable...
Bank of California Stadium.
Where is that?
It's somewhere in L.A. I don't know. It's somewhere in L.A.
Because the venue... I have to ask that is because they rename everything, and I have no idea what they're talking about.
I never know. I know. It's the same thing.
I don't know.
I don't know, but it's. I think it's a new...
The park is the Coliseum.
Yeah, so maybe the Bank of California Stadium. It's a LEED certified stadium. That's why they chose it. I don't even know if it is... it must be like a whole venue, but anyway, that's why they chose it, because Richard Branson, you know, his...
It's interesting that neither Jennifer or I know where it is. They've never heard of it before.
Well, that's just how dumb these guys are for rebranding all their locations, because you don't know. Even when you live here, you don't know where you're
right. You don't know even when you do know. Virgin Fest includes a notable 60% female artist lineup. That's cool. With sustainability as a core pillar of the festival, Virgin Fest is dedicated to an eco-conscious mission with a ban on all single-use plastics on site, in addition to a strong renewable energy and solar program that becomes part of it. To further eliminate waste and give back to the community, all surplus food will be donated to local L.A. homeless shelters, and the city will take it away and throw it away because they don't want you to give food to the homeless. By combining Virgin's signature hospitality and ingenuity with a strong sense of purpose...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last night's Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas, the first debate to feature late-coming candidate Michael Bloomberg.
I know how to run a complicated city, the biggest, most diverse city in this country. I'm a manager.
But Bloomberg was also a target. Here's Senator Elizabeth Warren.
A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
Pete Buttigieg saying of the two current frontrunners in the race for the Democratic nomination, Bernie Sanders and Bloomberg.
We shouldn't have to choose between one candidate who wants to burn this party down and another candidate who wants to buy this party out.
While at a rally in Arizona, the president said he can beat any of the Democrats.
It's probably going to be competitive, but I actually think we're going to win by a lot, just like we did last.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Excuse me, we're having quite the conversation about how people looked on the stage at the debate and whether that...
The raising of the hand thing, by the way, didn't like it.
Hi, I'm in the third row. Please pick up me.
Yeah, like, right. You know, when it was a really hot debate, like five of them would have their hands up. It was just too much.
The clothing, though.
Give them
the
buzzer, for crying out loud. It's 2020. Give them a dang buzzer.
Yeah, well, the this is a home style sort of debate, and looking at the clothing, Victoria has a way. By the way, this is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, thank you for being here. Kara Schillen, all the gang is on deck. The clothing, we've decided that. Or I've just listened. I didn't really actually engage in the conversation. Who looked frumpiest? The ladies think that.
And by the way, we were playing with the men on the stage, too, not just the ladies.
Yeah, we're not a judge. Yeah.
So now there's a place.
Dudes. I think Mayor Pete could be sharper. I think he looks a little frumpy up there. I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
And so does Amy Klobuchar.
All right, so Victoria's got a place where these people and all of us can actually rent clothing instead of having to go buy expensive suits and stuff. You can now rent them. How do you do this? How do you
Well, there's clothing. Yeah, there's a clothing company called M.M. Lafleur, and they're going to lend free clothing to women who are candidates in any election. So you can run for town council, you can run for president, and they are going to, this is part of their new initiative, and they're going to lend proper attire so that women don't have to go out and spend the money. And in a lot of cases, that's a real like deterrent for some women to run for office because it's so expensive. And then you also have
to
have
wear the same thing over and over again.
Exactly. And you have to have the look. And so I think it's really interesting. This is open to all political parties, women who they just want to support women who are going to run for office. And they say at any level of any public office, and they have the hashtag ready to run. And you can actually just reach out to them, email them at ready to run at mmlafleur.com, your name, location, description of the office that you're running for, and then they're going to get in touch with you and get you outfitted. And, you know, it's interesting.
Go ahead. No, I was just thinking whether this same offer could go to people who are in the public eye, i.e., the controversy that came about. This shows you how small we are. When somebody figured out Elizabeth Banks wore the same outfit she wore 14 years ago to the Oscars, and Jane Fonda wore the same dress.
Yeah, that was
she
a big
did,
trend
what,
this year.
Years ago, yeah. Hello.
But they're doing it on purpose. It's sustainability. That was the message with that.
Okay. Right.
But in this case, this is a really I didn't realize how big of an issue this was. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she actually was talking about this, that when she was running, and she said even at this point now, she said accessing clothing for the job was a big challenge logistically and financially. And she said, as a candidate, a large part of asking people to vote for you is helping them visualize you doing the job. And she said that professionalism it's a subconscious bias that people have. We just judged every candidate now behind the scenes, and that's a really big thing. She said, like so many other women in who run for office, she had to rely on hand-me-downs. She borrowed clothes from friends until she was sworn in, and then she gets a paycheck. But, you know, that's a really big deal. I remember when we graduated from college, a lot of my girlfriends went right into like hedge funds and Wall Street jobs, and they had to borrow money from their parents to buy the wardrobe that was required to do the job. And it's not cheap. Women's suits are expensive. Men can kind of fudge it a little bit, but for women, especially
the blue one, good suits cost money.
Yeah, well, obviously, you can buy a $5,000 suit if you want, but I'm talking about, like, men can go on the cheap. Women really can't. It's still a big investment for women to do it.
Men have a uniform, and women go, you know, we can notice when things are the same, when you're replaying things. I mean, men wear the same suit with a different tie, and it looks like a brand new outfit, and that's a little different for women.
And
I was actually,
tougher for women.
I've hosted a couple of candidate events, and I do that every election cycle, and I was thinking about that because one of the things in California, one of the sad things is that in many races for assembly or for the state senate, local government races, there weren't candidates running to begin with. As a Republican, there's always a Democrat in the race usually, but Republicans, there was no representation in a lot of races. So I have a friend who went around looking for people who are Republicans, and the diverse crowd made my heart really happy because there's a stereotype of Republicans being old white men. But when you went to my candidate events, you had people from all different ethnic backgrounds. You had so many women that were running. And I was looking at the women, I was thinking to myself, wow, this is a commitment. Not only do you have to take time away from your job, but you also have to look polished. You have to come out. I was thinking about that very thing, about somebody who's just doing it now, who maybe didn't intend on going into politics, but said, wow, there's not a Republican in this race. I'm just going to jump in and do it. And that's got to be a concern because you are judged so much more on your looks as a woman than you are as a man.
Absolutely. And if you come from, like AOC was a bartender. So, like, if you come from, you know, any other type
wardrobe.
Of job, like, for me right now, if I said I'm going to run for office tomorrow, I don't have a single thing in my closet that you would want to see a candidate in. So I would have to start from scratch and go to, I don't know where you even go. I guess I'd have to head into Macy's or something and try to figure out a professional corporate looking wardrobe. But and that's a huge investment
if
you have to start over.
Get that blue dress that you wore. That's the thing that we're.
The Monica.
I'm glad you remember that it's blue now, not green.
I thought it was green. All right, so AOC was on The View the other day asking and answering questions, and I thought it was interesting the exchange between Meghan McCain and AOC, where Meghan McCain tried to get her into a corner And as much as I'm no fan of AOC, I thought she came back with answers that were pretty good regarding you know, some of the stuff, the usual things that that they go back and forth on. But I for the first time, she seemed measured. Her approach was good. I wish I could remember what the actual question was about, and I can't.
Yeah, I'm trying. She wore sequins. Do you remember? Do you notice that she wore sequins?
AOC did.
Yeah.
It was a
yeah.
sequin top, I think. Right?
Yeah.
But anyway, it was a measured and well done debate, the conversation between the two of them. It wasn't Megan sticking her finger in AOC's eyes, and it wasn't AOC's, you're no good because you're a Republican.
She doesn't lose her cool, though. That's the thing. Whether you like her politics or not, she's very polished for someone who's pretty new. And I've seen her in a lot of circumstances. She does not lose her cool. She's kind of like a Mayor Pete in that sense.
Okay, here's a couple.
There's not a lot of wind in Megan's sail anymore. I mean, she gets mean, but I don't know that she... I feel like she's dialing it in. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes with that show, but there's something, obviously.
Yeah.
A brewing.
Here's a couple of things that'll make you, when you're having your second cup of coffee or tea today, here are a couple of things you can pass around. The first one has to do with a robbery at a fast food store. It was Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers in Louisville, 10 o'clock the other night. There were some customers in the store, but some bad guys came in. You look at the surveillance footage. They come in. First, they sit in the back of the restaurant, and then they split up. They draw their weapons as they approach the cash register, and they want everything emptied out. What they didn't know was there was a husband and wife sitting in one of the booths that were both off-duty police officers. And to follow this through, it really is, it's kind of interesting. The detective and his wife were on date night, and they just stopped in to have a bite to eat at this place, and the two guys were in there. These two had their guns with them, and they drew their guns under the table, apparently, and you can imagine at the end of the day, it was curtains for the bad guys. They were actually the only two customers that were actually eating, other than the two bad guys, these married police officers. And I just thought it was, they got the guys and they arrested them. I just thought that was an interesting, sort of like a scene out of a television show or something. And the other thing that I thought was really kind of, you know, there are many things going on every day that deserve some of our attention, a little of our time. The story of a woman who was having brain surgery, who was awake during the brain surgery. She's a professional musician. She played her violin while they were doing the brain surgery on her. I just kind of visualize that.
I would be having a panic attack.
So much.
I know.
Yeah. She was diagnosed a couple of years ago with a slow-growing brain tumor. She had a seizure during her performance in a symphony. And so they evaluated it and said that she needed to have it operated on. So doctors at King's College in London were entertained as they did the operation on her brain. Just that kind of stuff. I mean, when you think about it.
Knock me out. Wake me up when it's over.
All right. In a moment, what's the latest for those of you following the saga of the Boeing 737 MAX? You won't be disappointed in this one unless you want to take a ride on one fairly soon, because that ain't going to happen, by something else that has shown up. The most recent podcast of the DJV program focused on the crash at the Daytona 500. By the way, the guy just walked out of the hospital the other day, right? He was in the hospital for a couple of days.
Luckiest guy. Yep.
Huh?
Good. He's just so lucky, but good for him.
Walked out. Yeah,
with his daughter. With his daughter holding his hand. Mm. Amazing.
Very cool. Boy Scouts in their bankruptcy filing and what you didn't know about all the sex abuse lawsuits have been filed against the Boy Scouts. I had no idea there was this many of them, frankly. That information is in the podcast, along with a focus on Michael Avenatti going into the slammer for a while, maybe for quite a while. And that means he won't be able to run for president. Damn it. National Drink Wine Day. There's some wine trivia in this podcast as well. So, if you're interested in what's going on, keeping up with what we're doing, you'll want to check out the podcast. We have them up there all the time at several different ways of getting them. Podcasts on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, and that place. You can also go to djvshow.com to hear the program and the podcast. Facebook.com/djvshow or on Twitter at djvshow.
This report is sponsored by the American Society of Retina Specialists. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, affects 11 million people in the U.S. and is a major cause of blindness for people age 50 and older. AMD damages the center of the retina. If untreated, it can destroy central vision needed for reading, driving, and recognizing faces. February is AMD Awareness Month. Do you know about AMD risk factors, symptoms, and treatments? Here's Dr. Carl Oh of Nashville, Tennessee, the incoming president of the American Society of Retina Specialists.
Retina specialists can preserve and even improve vision in many people with age-related macular degeneration. Thanks to tremendous advances in diagnosis and treatment, people with AMD can maintain active, independent lives. If you have AMD, a family history of AMD, or recent blurred or distorted central vision, see a retina specialist to learn how to protect your vision.
Learn more at savingvision.org. That's savingvision.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for my pillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so as promised, the update on the Boeing 737 MAX fiasco, which continues to be a fiasco. Boeing now, more issues this week with the 737 MAX. This time, investigators are finding foreign objects in fuel tanks. The report is
that's
that these,
fun. Like, what kind of foreign object? Like,
well, tools, rags.
A traveler or
things that were left over.
Chicken McNugget.
Carelessly. Well, this shows that nobody is watching the store. If they leave, I mean, come on. You leave rags and tools, wrenches and stuff inside the fuel tanks. What the hell's the matter with you?
Yeah. What a mess.
Oh. Now, it really is.
This is making me afraid to fly. Ever on a Boeing plane again.
Well, but you can't get into the fuel. Once the fuel tank is sealed and put in the wings, the nozzle, if you watch the plane, they get the fuel from underneath. It's a pressurized system, and there's a screen there. Once they take the top off, there's a screen, so it can't get in that way. Anything that's in there was left in there when they were making the tanks in the first place.
It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. It really is ridiculous. All right, here we are at, where are we, 10 before the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Last few minutes are devoted to audience questions, so we mentioned a couple of things here. Matter of fact, this person said, I heard Doug mention with PRP something about stem cell, and I did. I just said it, but I didn't go back to you to ask the question about specific stem cell therapy. Are there amazing results? And how do you... I thought this was illegal, the research being done on ships offshore, but is there any research being done here?
Yeah, yes. You're talking about the embryonic stem cells, the ones that occur from the reproductive organs. Those are the ones that where there's all this emotional attachment. But there are other what we call pluripotent cells that can evolve into any type of cells that can be obtained in other parts of the body. And there's a lot of research going on, you know, taking a heart cell and being able to turn it into a new heart. You know, obviously not ready for prime time.
What about 3D printing?
These are all cutting-edge things, and you're going to see in the next 5 to 10 years, absolutely, genetics, stem cells, 3D printing, this is where the future is in medicine, definitely.
Wow, unga bunga.
Immunotherapy.
Yeah, right. Well, listen, it's good if it adds. I mean, I know there are people that take this stuff and they use it on their skin, or they use it for, they've got a bad back, fixes your back. I mean, there are all kinds of things that are possible, it would seem, right?
Don't pull your own teeth. Do this with somebody who knows this area because you can have unintended consequences with anything that sounds promising.
Right. Okay, here's another item here that was a focus. You were talking about hot seasonings, and I was sent this quickly. There's a company called Old Bay Seasonings that is the McCormick. This is a spice purveyor that has launched a new hot sauce. Has two different flavors. You can buy a scented candle with hot sauce and breathe it in. Or you can put it on your food. Available at all the big grocery stores. So what do you think of that? A 10-ounce bottle of hot sauce is $34. Good God, it's expensive.
I would love to see the ingredient list and everything in moderation.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go overboard with that stuff. I don't like hot food, frankly, myself. I just try to stay as far away from it as I can. Here's a question on the difference between DHA and EPA fish oil, which is something, frankly, that has confused me. So I understand the question, which is better if there is a better among the two, or are they both as necessary? And would you explain, please, what the difference between DHA oil, fish oil, is and EPA, or what's in it?
Well, there are fatty acids in fish oil, and if you take fish oil capsules, you're going to get both DHA and EPA, and you know, you need a degree in biochemistry to pronounce these things. Decoxyhexanoic acid,
mm-hmm.
And these are big terms that that just confuse people. So that's why, you know, we use these abbreviations. And the nice thing, you know, which one's the better one for the heart?
No, I think that's the question.
Right, the EPA, and that's what these new, the SEPA of the world, that's what this new drug that's really gotten everybody so excited in preventive cardiology, Vascepa, and what it does is it concentrates the good, the isopentaethyl, the EPA, and it doesn't have any of the other one.
DHA, yeah.
Exactly, and that's why everybody's excited about this, and you can't buy this over the counter, and you only can get this by prescription, and the exciting thing about this is they concentrated the EPA, and in people who have any elevation of triglycerides and coronary disease, there's a 25% reduction in heart attacks, strokes, hospitalizations, need for stents, need for bypass surgery. So this Vascepa is just an amazing new drug, and it's concentrated the good fish oil fragment, but not the bad one. And it's going to be have huge impact on all of us, because we finally now have something effective to treat for triglycerides that will extend life.
And tuna oil, the best supplement if you're gonna eat tuna, but is there a supplement that's better? We got a couple of seconds here.
Well, the oily fish, sardines, salmon, mackerel, those tend, and some of the tunas, if you can find the healthy tuna.
Got it.
Those are the best sources of the fish.
All right. There's the info. Dr. Ken answering your questions. Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.